The goal is to motivate a novel...
The fifth annual Romanel Conference, previously known as the Pantasy Conference, began with some coffee, refreshments, and some chit-chat.
What we're really arguing about all along is the moral thing. The when life begins thing is a red herring. People have different views of when it's okay to terminate a pregnancy or not.
That's Maria Schechtman, professor of philosophy at the University of Illinois at Chicago, one of the keynote speakers in a two-day event that does not shy away from controversial topics. This year's theme on the UB North Campus was Personal Identity and Our Origins. Diverse opinions of when human beings originate were presented, from the moment of conception or shortly after it, to the moment of birth. Schechtman explains how she would argue during her address.
And the argument I try to make is that choosing one of those depends upon the context you're in, that in different cultures and in different times and places, human life might actually begin at different points within the development from fertilization to birth.
Standing with her was Don Marquis, professor emeritus of philosophy at the University of Kansas. He has gained some notoriety with papers including Why Abortion is Immoral and Are DCD Donors Dead? In the latter paper, he argues that a donation after cardiac death organ donor is not necessarily entirely dead, and thus transplant surgeons may be killing still living humans.
I don't think the question of when life begins is the same as the abortion question at all. I mean, you could hold that life begins at day 16 and think that the fetus doesn't have any moral standing as long as it's a fetus.
Indeed, some heavy philosophical debate and discussion, but also a level of humor. Every year, the promotional poster features the speakers in caricatures. This year, it was their faces on varying stages of the embryo, fetus, and born child. The program notes for the conference featured trigger warnings, but for a purely satirical purpose.
Yeah, I mean, we're sort of making fun of the climate where you do trigger warnings and you have to be walking on eggshells. So we just, you know, put out trigger warnings like you may need a therapy dog for this talk. This person's body language might be offensive to you. This person might use slides that are going to bother you.
That's David Hirschenoff, professor of philosophy at UB. He says it may be no-holds-barred discussion, but it's generally civil.
We meet every month, and so we're sort of used. We know each other's views, where they stand, and we're no longer a shock to each other. And our ideas get better by bouncing them off our opponents. You know, you don't want to just be in an echo chamber, as all too often happens.
And that's a point on which the participants agree. The echo chamber, philosophical silos or bubbles, the safe spaces. They've become too prominent in social media, television cable news programming, and on college campuses. John Leza is a philosophy professor at Kutztown University and explained the importance of participating in a conference like this one.
It challenges ideas, it challenges what people think, and one ought to be open to having one's own views challenged, and if they're worth their salt, they'll hold up under that kind of scrutiny. So what we have, I think, is a lot of people closing their minds to that possibility, and philosophy does offer that approach.
Other topics covered over the weekend were the transgender category of personal identification and whether physicians deserve the salary they receive. Hirschenoff noted that past topics have raised questions such as whether a person feels pain after death. That, of course, depends on whether you believe in the existence of heaven and hell.
They've been great debates, and we've had people from all over the political spectrum. We've had religious pro-lifers. We have, you know, secular people who even believe in infanticide as well as abortion. So we've had every view represented, and we even have someone this time doesn't think you come into existence till birth. You know?
It's unknown what the topic will be next year, but it certainly will not be light and fluffy. And that's how the participants want it. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.